Gobble, gobble, it's Turkey Day. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps. Today is Thanksgiving, a day where we all stop and give thanks for the many blessings God has given us this year. We're hearing from farmers across the state to see how they're celebrating and what they're thankful for, and of course, what their favorite dish is. First up, Jonathan Smelser of Sevier County.
Thanksgiving is just what it is. It's a time to give thanks. And we'll stop doing our daily operations and our day jobs and gather around the family table and express thanks for everything that we've been blessed with throughout the past year and years in the past, and have a big feast together. Each individual doesn't have its core chores, if you will. We just all talk about what we want to cook, or the ladies do, and that's what everybody brings. You have to sit back and reminisce, if you will, at a time of all the blessings that you've been, that the Lord's bestowed upon us in the past 365 days, and you know, in countless years too.
Next, Faye Coble of Lincoln County.
We celebrate Thanksgiving. My family comes to my house, and it's been a Thanksgiving tradition for quite some time, and we have them there at our house, and anywhere from 10 to 30, anybody that doesn't have anywhere to go, we have them there. Well, we're going to have dressing. We don't care whether we have chicken, turkey, ham. We're going to have dressing. My mama's recipe, got to have sweet potatoes, got to have green beans. We got to have cream potatoes in my family. I mean, my daddy didn't think you could eat without cream potatoes. So that's what it's going to be. It'll be the traditional Thanksgiving meal at my house.
All those dishes certainly do sound good. And as you gather around your table with family and friends, be sure and say a special prayer of thanks for the American farmer that helped make that feast possible. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.